gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2-20. 2020. That's very interesting, isn't it? 2-20-2020. It's one of those deals where you got all the twos and the zeros. Now, I don't know what that means. That could be something. I don't know. But let me just say this to you. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then, you see, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And if we just skip over, you're in Matthew 24, and we read again. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. To this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Well, ladies and gentlemen, then you know you go to Matthew 25, and we're talking about preparedness and making sure that we have the lamp oil and everything ready to go for when the bridegroom cometh. When the bridegroom cometh, you see. So, here is what I have heard today. And I was going to talk to you about Corona, obviously, the coronavirus, the COVID-19. Hut, hut, hut. And we've talked already about the fact that NORTHCOM has already given the alert to all the military. We've talked about all of these things for a number of weeks now and years. And here's what I heard today, and I got this read to me on air because I'm not a subscriber to Hal Turner's subscription channel, but somebody read me that he is predicting, based upon the sources and his intel sources, that next Thursday, the 27th of February, apparently, and I can't get to it because I heard that Hal put this up on his YouTube channel, put the program up for this items that he had from this subscription-only section up so that everybody could see it for free because it's a dire prediction from his sources. And they're saying that you better get your preps done by the 27th, allegedly per what Hal has said, that they told him, and also not to send your kids to school on that day because there's going to be something huge that goes down, and he's speculating and trying to understand, and they don't know all of the details, but they're telling him this date of next Thursday may be the day when the balloon goes up, or may be the day when something to do with martial law, or possibly something to do with the coronavirus in the United States, where stuff gets locked down, or something like that that might cause, financial collapse or calamity or whatever. And I don't have the information in front of me because I can't get to it, and apparently he put it up on YouTube. But guess what? His YouTube and a lot of other YouTubes are down right now, or were a little bit earlier before the show. So I don't know exactly about it. If you know what he said, you can email me, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Let me know if you know anything about Hal Turner's 227 prediction or warning. because that is a key thing. And I could see that based on the fact that Northcom got the go-ahead, and Northcom has basically warned and given the alerts out to their to the military that in the United States that you could be ready, you know, for the possibility of a martial law due to the pandemic of coronavirus. And that CDC has issued alerts out to their hospitals and all of that to prepare for it. I see today, allegedly, that the FBI has put in a purchase order for $40,000 worth of 3M masks and hand sanitizer. And that ain't enough, guys, let me tell you. Each one of your agents will need one a day minimum of the N95s. You ain't got enough. And so in terms of that, it's kind of interesting. 40 new mobile crematorium. Remember when Steve Quayle was talking about it and I was talking about it in 2004 and 5 about the smoky trucks that were in the United States, and they were tractor trailers that had like people in them where they were being experimented upon. They were picking up street people. We heard this from the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMB. And that the MMB saw one of these or two of these things. One was going, getting ready to go into Canada, and the other one was too. They stopped the second one, had a brief firefight, took out whoever was driving it. They were Chinese personnel, allegedly. And that the people that were in there, they let a few of them out, but attached to that, there were like a laboratory-like area where they were testing these people on something, possibly, you know, bioweapon, possibly something else. And that when they were done with them, or if they died, they had the mobile crematorium, the smoky truck, that's why we call them smoky trucks. It was attached right to the real long tractor trailer rig. So now we have 40 of them sent to Wuhan. Now we also see the pictures now that, that they're killing all the dogs and the cats. They're going door to door, making people give them up or forcibly grabbing the pets in the house and killing the pets. So, yes, to my old friend at the old stagecoach stop, yes, Hal has got fish in lakes near Wuhan, China, are jumping out of the water on the land and, in a sense, committing suicide. That's not the story I'm looking for. I'm looking for a specific prediction that was on his for pay, I guess, subscription site, or it was a show that was on a subscription, and it was dealing with the 227 radio show, okay? For this month, 227, a warning from his intelligence sources about the possibility of a martial law type thing related to the COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Or he also speculated, that the Chinese might do an attack upon the United States because they may think now that the U.S. sent covert people in there to release that virus from their Wuhan lab. The CDC has put a bulletin out to hospitals. Yes, Doc, I got that. and that they're to open up their pandemic plans and playbooks now. Now, I'm going to talk some more about that in a minute based on what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Cadillac, who are in charge of a lot of this stuff for the U.S. government, for the National Institutes of Health and the CDC, and I'm going to talk more about this. But if anybody knows about what Hal Turner's prediction or warning for 2/27 of this year, in other words, next Thursday, saying don't send your kids to school, allegedly was what was read to me. It was read to me over a phone call, and I didn't quite get it or write it all down or have an opportunity. I thought I'd be able to look it up because I had heard it was been put up to YouTube, but now the YouTube's down of Hal's. And it may be on his site, or I don't know, but I could not find it on there, and I'm not a subscriber, but if you know what it is, let me know so I can get that information out. But it would not surprise me because, yes, the CDC has told hospitals to get ready. Remember I told you a week ago that I had information that the there was no hospital within an hour of Houston even that was even close to being ready for a pandemic. I've also heard that this test for the coronavirus costs you $750 if you want to go in and say, oh, man, I just got back. I don't know. I've got something wrong with my, you know, whatever. Maybe you should test my lung, you know. I guess it costs, and I don't know if it does or not, but that's what I was told, $750, private money only, nothing that you could, you know, get for free or anything like that. So that would explain why a lot of people may not be getting tested. The tests that the CDC put out also apparently were faulty and bogus and gave mixed results and were screwball. So we can't trust that anyway. And this definition of what and who's got it and how many people are quarantined and all of that is just getting to be a little bit weird and wild, isn't it? So I don't know exactly what Hal was talking about, but he said there's a possibility let's see, somebody's writing in here. Okay, he was given that date. Somebody said, yeah, he was given that date. But I heard somebody read the statement that he's talked about that also that he said that it was going to be don't send your kids to school and have all your preps done before that next Thursday, and that also something huge was going to happen that might be related to the coronavirus or the possibility, although he was less certain or less confident about that, that the Chinese might put an attack on the U.S. in retribution for allegedly U.S. Covert release of that virus in China. So I don't know, but I will tell you this, it's not unusual to see, you know, this stuff in the mix, and I'm not telling you that that is the guarantee. And if anybody can see or is reading Hal's exact warning, then, you know, apparently let me know right away, okay? Yes, Hal Turner Radio Show, the YouTube live streaming is reportedly down worldwide. So I'll tell you what, that is exactly what I'm seeing, old Stagecoach Stop Buddy. Now, let me go into something I heard... which was quite interesting. And, you know, I've talked about these doctors that work for the NIH and the CDC, the, you know, National Injurious Health and, you know, Center for Disease Creation, I call them, in my opinion and satirical rendering of the subject. Allegedly, 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 in other words. But I was turning through C-SPAN yesterday, and it was like yesterday morning at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay, not today, but yesterday morning. So Wednesday morning at 4 a.m. or approximately there. And I went and I hit C-SPAN, and there was Dr. Fauci, who is the guy. Dr. Fauci is with the National Institute of Health, and he is the guy who's in charge of allergic and infectious diseases. He is the top dog on this corona stuff. He was like the top dog on the SARS and the top dog on the MERS viruses and all that. And then also the guy that was on with him was a Dr. Robert Cadlec, who is HHS, Housing, or Health and Human Services, apparently assistant secretary for response to and prevention of pandemics and infectious diseases. And here's what Dr. Cadlec had to say about masks, okay? And when I heard this, you can imagine what old Hawk figured out, all right? But when Dr. Cadlec said, don't, you as the public, do not buy N95 or N100 masks. Because if you do, you are competing and keeping them from the medical professionals. And those are the ones, Dr. Cadlec said, who will be taking care of you and saving your life when you get the coronavirus. Now, immediately I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, because when Cadlec from the CDC says the public should not buy N95 or N100 masks, then right away I said, man, I want to go out and get some more. So I did go out and get 6 2-packs, and I did find some at a Lowe's store. And incidentally, for you people looking for them, you cannot just look and say, oh, they don't have any. You got to go every day or every other day, because they're getting stuff in like at Lowe's. Now, Home Depot, I've never seen them there. I've seen them at Ace Hardware's, Sherwin-Williams stores, paint stores, and you got more than one in your town, check all of them. Also, the Lowe's stores, I talked to a guy there, and he said that they keep ordering more, and I guess the warehouse is telling them not to quit ordering any more of these. But they keep ordering them anyway because they're selling them, and people have a high demand for them and are requesting them. And they think that they're getting what the warehouse is sending them and allocating them to the various stores. Now, I will tell you that it ain't easy to do, and you got to have money to do it. But I'm tell you, what if you don't have one and you need one? And the fact that you don't have the Mr. BT. I agree with you on that. He's saying we need to find out what the facts are and what Hal had to say and whatever it is. And I'm not trying to misrepresent. I was read a statement that he supposedly put out today, and if it is a warning, we need to get that warning out. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not discounting that date at all. I'm not saying it is the date, but I'm saying I'm going to pay attention, you know, to that date, because that doesn't not fit with what I'm hearing about how many people are dying over in China. And I'm also, as I'm talking about this Fauci and this Cadlec, I'm going to get deeper into it, and you'll understand what I'm trying to talk about here. They're telling you not to buy the N95, and then old Fauci. And incidentally, this Dr. Fauci, F-A-U-C-I, FAU, let's see, what is it? FAUCI, Fauci, okay? Dr. Fauci steeples his fingers. He puts all the fingertips together in front of him and then wiggles his fingers. Not in a, like the, you know, a dominant kind of sergeant stripe or corporal stripe upside down, but he does them in the round ball where he puts the fingers together and then wiggles them together. And then he has this glee, this wild glee in his eyes where he's really definitely, to me, in my opinion, enjoying the heck out of all this pandemic because he's the top dog in it, apparently, in terms of preparedness and doing this and that. But Fauci is the guy that I objected to 2 weeks ago, saying, oh, you just wash your hands, don't touch your face. Well, there's nothing to worry about. There's very few of them. They're still, we're talking in this deal. And where was this thing on C-SPAN? Where were they talking? I forgot to tell you that. At the Council on Foreign Relations. A Council on Foreign Relations meeting that was being chaired, and they were interviewed on stage by this woman named Townsend, I believe Frances Townsend, who was a Bush person in the intelligence and defense world. And then she made the, in quotes, she did it like in quotes. And when you ask questions from the audience, people, these are on the record, so be very careful what you ask. Council on Foreign Relations, one of the major people who want to try to run the world. Trilateral CFR, Bilderberg, Committee of 300, Lenin stockholders, basically of the original, allegedly, the original British East Indies Stock Company, the Crown, you see, that kind of thing. But the CFR is where they're talking about. And then Fauci says, oh, if you have a mask in the public, and the voice is pretty close, people. Oh, he says, if you have a mask, and if you see one of your friends or somebody come into the room who's coughing or sneezing, you should go over and give them the mask to protect them from infecting you. And just wash your hands. Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your nose or any mucous membrane. But on the other hand, later on, he goes to tell you, when he's working the SARS virus case, he knows that in the Amoy Towers, right there where that was supposedly being spread, that it was a plumbing problem in the Amoy Towers, and SARS, the aerosol from flushing the toilet, would go a little bit into the air and was spreading it and was going down through the other toilets down below on the floors. And allegedly, Fauci is also allegedly in Hamilton, Montana. They're testing, and allegedly in Hamilton, Montana, if anybody lives near there, let me know if you know anything about it or if you've seen something in the paper, that they're testing the coronavirus about how long it will stay on wood, stainless steel, rubber, plastic, whatever it might be, a countertop, money, whatever it is. But apparently they're testing it there. Now, Fauci is talking about all this stuff, but it's the way he's talking about it. And they're talking to the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, you know. And everything I've seen that he said, he's like, talking in this weird voice like an evil scientist, and he's going, ha, 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 that is my opinion. Kedlak also is kind of weird and sounding. And he's telling you not to get masks or any kind of protective clothing. Yet everybody else in the medical profession is running to it. They're out of it in China and can't get it. And they've taken at least four of the five or six Foxconn companies, instead of making Apple phones and parts for them, are making masks. So as well as, let me just tell you something, as well as Lowe's, which you might check them, and if there's more than one Lowe's in your town, check all of them. Go see the Sherwin-Williams stores, the Ace Hardwares, the True Values. Look in the painting section. Don't go in and say, where's my coronavirus mask? When you say, where's the painting section, I need an N, as in Navy, an N 95 or an N100 mask. Now, the N100 masks are much more expensive. But if you can get a few of them, get some of them. But the N95s, basically, they're filtering out 95% of the particles. The 3M masks seem to be a really good one, although I've seen Craftsman brand and some other brands too. But the 3M has the Cool Flow little thing on the front that lets a little bit makes it a little cooler to wear, but still filters everything out. The Craftsman brand and some two or three other brands I've seen that are out there. And then I also, some of you go up to Gary Olin's Sportsman's Guide. Sportsman's Guide, where you can buy all kind of military surplus and different things and you know, all kind of hunting gear and firearms, ammunition, you know, lamps, lamp oil, tools, every kind of thing. Sportsman's Guide out of Minnesota. Gary Olin owns a good company. I've dealt with them for years. But I went up and looked today on their military surplus under first aid and emergency gear, and they had, let me just see if I can click on that, because I want to give everybody an opportunity to see where some of this stuff is at. If we don't have much time, then you can just kind of, you know, try to figure out what you want to do and how you want to play it, you know? Let's see. Take me just a second here, ladies and gentlemen. Sportsman's Guide. All right. Now I've got that. Let me check it out here. Let's see. Okay. And of course, you can never see where the one you want right at the moment, but let's just go. Okay. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got here. Sportsman's Guide, and it's in the, military surplus, first aid and survival gear category, emergency and survival, and it has a thing called, new U.S. municipal surplus. In other words, from a municipality, apparently sold these as surplus. They didn't get the memo that the, N95 mask was going to be pretty good, I guess. But it's a N95 8,000 particulate mask, N95, NIOSH, N95. It's says for certain particles and that kind of thing. And it is in a package. Let's see. 30 in the pack, 8,000 M95, 3M, N95. Number 8,000 particulate face mask, 30 in the pack, new. And if you're in the buyer's club, it's $98.99. If you're a non-member of the buyer's club, it's $109.99 for 30 masks. That is not a bad thing. You might check it out. And that's sportsmansguide.com. And it's in the military surplus category. First aid and survival gear, emergency and survival, U.S. municipal N95, number 8,000, surplus from a municipality mask, 30 in the pack for $98.99 in the buyer's club. You'll have to investigate all that, how to join that, and there's a fee for that, but you can get discounts on everything you purchase from them. They also have good supplies for food and all kind of surplus and any kind of thing you want. Hunting, ammo, you know, clothing, military surplus clothing, boots, knives, tools, rifle shell, you know, shotgun shells, everything. So that's something to take a look at. And fact is that that would be another possible source for you. But you would need to get it shipped immediately if you're going to do it. And all of this stuff on these masks, and Tyvek F, as in Frank, Tyvek F, or better quality suits. They are Tyvek Fs would be like a CFP2, I think. It's a chemical protection factor 2. There are also CFP3s and CFP4s. And those can be utilized with these masks we're talking about and goggles or a face shield or with regular first quality military grade gas masks. Now, guys out there, if you've got the cheek filter mask from Gulf Storm, you know, Gulf War, you can't use that. That stuff is like you can't do those. We're talking about you need like an M95 or these Scott masks or all these different things. You could go, you want to look at all the different types of gas masks you can get, go up to approvedgasmasks.com, approvedgasmasks.com. And I don't know what's in stock or what's not, but you can at least see all of them and all of the type of protective suits, the type of protective boots, and over boots if you're wearing combat boots or cowboy boots or track shoes or whatever. You got protective over boots that are also good, and they've got all the different types of the high quality full sea burn or nuclear biological chemical filters, the masks. And when you look at these masks, you got to get one that's got the drinking tube that will connect with your platypus or your backpack hydration pack, or that will connect to either a regular canteen or a specialized canteen that you can get so that you can drink water, because you can't take the face mask off to drink water, all right, because then you get exposed to whatever you're looking at. But they also, you got to think about this. Suppose you wear glasses and you need the glasses to see. So in terms of that, you have to understand that there are inserts for some of the masks, like the M-95 mask, which is, I believe, German-made, but it is a good one. And that mask, you can get, has the voice box, so you can talk easier. You've got where you can put two filters on it or put it on one side. That's another thing. You need one where the filter goes to the side if possible, so that when you put your rifle or your shotgun to your shoulder, the gas mask is not interfering with your cheek weld or your aim. A lot of people don't think about that. Consequently, the gas mask has, that M95, has little inserts that you can go and have your prescription lens made to fit those little things and have your prescription put in there. Something to think about. If you can see pretty good without it, then you may not need that, but just to let you know. Anyway, this Dr. Fauci, in my opinion, is very nervous, and he's gleeful, and yes, and oh yes, and ha ha ha. It sounds like the evil guy. And if any of you remember the movie The Bourne Legacy, The Bourne as in Jason Bourne Legacy, where they have the guys that they're super soldiers, that they're using what? They're using viruses to pass genetic information in and alter the body so that they have more oxygen and they heal quicker and they have super strength and more intelligence and all these things, genetic factors. They can edit it by using the virus as the vector to take it in to the system. Now, do you remember those two doctors or research scientists in that movie where they're sitting and they're on videotape and they say, yes, we go to these conferences and we always find a nice place together to have a cool drink in a dark area and talk about all the wonders of these genetic things. And they're talking in this kind of a, ooh, this is so great. We can upload and change the genetics of people and use the viruses to target certain areas and insert a new genetic material in there and Well, the reason I'm telling you this, because if you haven't seen that, take a look at that movie, Bourne Legacy. And here's what Fauci was talking about. They ask him a question. Yes, and people, take a look for N95 masks up on Amazon, different places up there too. But, you know, you got to be able to get this stuff. If you can get it locally, because I'm going to tell you, when does the Amazon truck stop running, or when does the FedEx or the UPS or the U.S. Postal Service quit running? But yeah, try Amazon, try all of them. Thank you, Doc, Doc Jack. Anyway, Fauci is sounding like these guys, him and Kedlak. And then Fauci starts saying, in answer to a question about, well, don't we have stockpiles of antibiotics and antivirals and things for these type deals? He says stockpiles are great for the last disease or the last threat. But he says, what we need is this. He says we need, and here's his little catchphrase, just to give you an idea. He says what we need is a platform of diagnostics and of base type vaccines and chemicals ready to go that we can then move quickly and within a day can take and insert new genetic material into the mix and have a vaccine ready in 1 or 2 or 3 days. And then actually, he says, as we have these platforms and the FDA and the people in Congress get more used to us having these permanent platforms and these people and groups of people like us where we're always working on these things. Okay? That they will understand that we can go ahead with them and move quickly and insert things into the vaccine that will then upload into the body and change the genetics. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just really getting really strange. Then he starts talking about the ACE, ACE2 receptors, and how apparently males and Asian males have more of that than others, and the people who are going to be suspect, males have more ACE receptors than women, ACE2 receptors. And then, of course, Fauci says, well, we think this is all zoonotic, you know, these things, just are Mother Nature. They combine, the bats have the SARS-like stuff, and and they are all, you know, it's just to get the right mutation. It's a nature's glitch. No, it ain't, Fauci. And you know it's a bioweapon. You know everybody's ran the stuff already. They had the formulas in China. People put it out. People ran the SIDRAP and all the different stuff. And they know that this thing has got a piece of the HIV virus on it. And they've got a piece of the different corona stuff and mixed together. Now, you know, all that matches up because I remember talking to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who back, if you recall, people, when the Gulf War syndrome or the Gulf War illness was coming out of the Gulf War, and it was quite a complex series of symptoms and really bad stuff, and they were getting, you know, even babies were, you know, being born with defects and all kind of crazy stuff came out of that. But it was also upper respiratory and different things that were involved. And Dr. Garth Nicholson and his wife were two of the top microbiologists in the world or mycologists. And then he was the head of MD Anderson Cancer Center in Texas until he was relieved of his duties by Texas Rangers with the guns ready to go at behest of the governor, W. Bush. And the reason why was that the Gulf War illness, they could kind of trace it back to experiments that were done in labs that apparently were owned or in cooperation with allegedly Bush family associates, like James Baker III, perhaps, allegedly, and the Bush family, Poppy Bush, and others, a lab in Florida and a lab apparently in Texas, and with a Libyan doctor, allegedly, called Dr. Ibrahim Barbouti, who was a Libyan chemical and biological kind of a guy, a doctor, a research doctor. And so there was apparently some stuff that was tested to see if it would go through those cheek filter gas masks using Prussian blue and some different things to create little tiny holes. And then you also, if you were in the Gulf War, you may not have known that your mop gear, your suits, and guys and gals, you got those mop gear out there. You're thinking that's going to save you, and you still got it from surplus. That ain't going to do the trick because allegedly, those mop gear kits, they knew that a high percentage of them, not 90%, but, you know, 10 or 20% perhaps, or maybe a little less, or maybe a little more, but they didn't know which ones were defective and that they had tiny holes that would allow the stuff to come through. But I talked to Dr. Garth Nicholson personally at a speaking engagement that he was at in Missouri back a number of years ago, and he said that the Gulf War illness that he caught and his wife caught from their daughter, who had been a helicopter pilot flying special ops up in there to take out Scud missiles and different targets in Iraq during the Gulf War, that she came home with this, gave it to them and to their dog. So they went to work to crack it to see what the heck it was. And then they started using treatment for themselves and for others that they recommended at the time was a doxycycline and a few other things in their protocol. But he said that that stuff had about, in some cases he saw, about a 40% of the genetic envelope of HIV, and it was the part that would coax the good cell saying, oh, let us in, we're your buddies. Let us in, we're your buddies. And then the cell says, okay, come on in and talk to me, buddy. And then boom, then the HIV virus would enter into the cell and then release whatever else they had in there. Now, he said in his case that he saw different stuff from the Gulf War, even transmissible cancers you could get in contact human-to-human. I know, but that's what Garth Nicholson told me. But apparently he was removed because he was getting close to some of the information about where some of this stuff was developed in labs, okay? And some of it was passed to Saddam Hussein. And some of this stuff was in those bunkers at Camp Asiya. So this is not out of the question. So Fauci says they don't really know about it, but they're all testing it, you see. And Hamilton Research Lab, I think, is in Montana. Apparently, they have received a sample of the Wuhan coronavirus, and now they're testing it. Now, Fauci also stated that these testing platforms need to be permanent, but they need to be able to get a vaccine out in 1 or 2 days. Now, do you remember old brother Steve Quayle, who had Breathe No Evil back there in late 90s, you know? Mid-90s, late 90s? Breathe No Evil. And Steve made a prediction. He said, there's going to be a chemical or biological attack somewhere in the world within the next month. He says, you know, and he predicted it. And by George, it was Om Shinrikyo. And Steve told you all about Breathe No Evil back then. I don't think he's got any more copies left. You could check with him and see if he does, but I don't think he does. But just check in, and if not, get another book or get some silver or gold from Steve. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you have time, I would get, you know, some of the books, the tapes, all of the things, so that you can understand what's getting ready to come down on this planet with the catastrophes, with all of the things that are getting ready to happen. Oh, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This Fauci bothers me, and this Cadillac bother me. And so what they're talking about, platforms to act quickly so they can insert quickly new genetic material up into there to create changes in the body in terms of dealing with the virus. Then if we know, and I know from the interview that Dr. Paul Cottrell had with Doug Hagman, I believe it was on 217 on the Monday, past Monday. And Dr. Cottrell is quite interesting, is very knowledgeable about what's going on with this stuff. He talked a lot about the ACE2 receptors and the proteins and all the things. And he also talked about what I've told you in the past, that in some cases, these diseases create the cytokine storm. And then he traced this virus that he says that he ran the pedigree of this virus and traces it to a virus in the 2007 to 2010 that was being developed for research purposes that had something to do with Cold Springs Harbor and also the Wuhan labs, etc. And then he also thinks that there were cases of this stuff this year by the end of October. And then that ties in with the 201 war game that was put on in October by paid for by Bill Gates, allegedly, and Bloomberg, I think, that was predictive programming moving forward, where they had a war game with computers and stuff where there was a new pandemic is released on the planet. And Dr. Cottrell was telling Doug Hagman, he was talking about a lot of stuff. And he said that the CDC and NIH need to be transparent. But he also said that this thing is an existential threat. And that this is not only an existential threat in terms of life, but in terms of the economics of the scenario. And we're already starting to see that. Then he talked about Fauci and the messenger platform, the RNA, where that could be used as a Trojan horse to insert a gene into the genome, you see, to make a change in the genetics. Maybe it makes you vote for Bernie or Bloomberg. Or maybe it makes you like Hillary or Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. Or maybe it makes you dumber, but you work harder. But it's an existential threat. And then the vaccine itself, he was saying that what Fauci's talking about is that when you insert this other stuff in, and without longer-term testing, that side effects can be seen that they never understood. Well, we know about that, allegedly from the Salk vaccine and Mary's monkey and all of that, where we had National Institute of Health, top doctor back in the days, who hired Mary, okay, and I forget her last name, but hired Mary to do research down at Tulane Research Lab, and they were doing all this stuff with monkeys in the primate lab down there. And they were testing cancer and doing all cures for cancer. But what they were also doing in that program, which incidentally David Ferry of the JFK fame, the pilot, David Ferry was working on that program. And Oswald himself was involved with it tangentially and had a girlfriend who was a secretary up in there. Mary's Monkey. Go look up the book anyway and look that information up. It'll get you in a whole other thing. But what I was going to say is they were taking cancers, allegedly, and hitting them, running them through like electrical or nuclear processes where they were hitting them with radiation to get them to mutate. They were mutating viruses and stuff using radiation and running them through, not a cyclotron, but something like that, where they would run it through and zap it with radiation to try to jump a mutation in the cancer. Well, but before that, we had the Salk vaccine, and Mary found out, and she was murdered, incidentally, by the way. Mary found out that in the Salk vaccine, they had simian virus 40. Simian, as in an ape or a monkey or a primate. Simian virus 40. In the Salk vaccine, and that it was highly carcinogenic, and that probably is what spawned for when cancer used to just be considered negligible in terms of the number of people getting it, to where now it's one of the biggest diseases there are. And a lot of that came, particularly in my generation, my parents' generation, from taking them Salk vaccines. Now, Cottrell also says that he objects to the fact that they're talking about Fauci and all these guys talking about mandatory vaccinations and power over you, and you can't buy those masks to protect yourself. Those are only for the medical people, you see. You're expendable, but they're not. You know, that's the idea they're telling you. So when I looked at this Fauci and this Cadillac, I thought in myself, here's what old Hawk said to himself. You know, these guys wouldn't even stand up to about 3 minutes of the third degree at the, just even the local police station at, some small town, let alone the big city hard boys like somebody in the murder squad in, Baltimore or Chicago. Well, Chicago, they'll give you a trimming in a heartbeat. They use that old Chicago phone book on you and hit you on the head and jam your vertebrae down, you know? Duke you around a little bit, you know what I mean? Tune you up. That happens other places too, but that's not the point. The point is, these guys were fiddling the can. These guys were not transparent. These guys were not, what you would say, telling the truth, so to speak. And so because of that and seeing all this other stuff and all the lies going on, and then the other key that I'd just like to emphasize, Why on the quarantine didn't we pick one spot, or maybe one spot on the East Coast, one spot on the West Coast, okay? And anybody that was quarantined would go to one of those two places. Oh, I don't know, like in Ellis Island, which was quarantining for all kind of smallpox and all kind of diseases. When we had immigrants come in, you could have had a quarantine center set up on an island, or at one military base on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And you go out, you throw up buildings quick or tents or whatever, and you send everybody to those two places. Then you bring your research doctors in there and set up facilities and labs. But instead, and I talked to you about this in the past 2 weeks, what they're doing, it looks like to me, in my opinion, that they're making sure to spread this around. And you remember, Mr. K from Coronada, smart guy, said, Hawk, you're always talking about the overture where if they use something out of a bioweapon and spread it around to the naval bases, that it would cut in half the ability of the U.S. Navy to even be able to fight. And I said, you're very smart there, Mr. K, because I said, you're exactly right. Back then it was Miramar and Travis and March. And now we've got all kind of places. And now this stuff is everywhere. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, and prepare to protect your family. Help Old Hawk if you can. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Provide you with abundance so that you can prepare. If you hear any more about House 227-8, let me know. Good night.